We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
Hello America, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program on this Friday. Yes, it is Friday. Next week, heading down to over, up. Somewhere, I'm heading west to Oregon, and we're going to have a great time next week, next Wednesday after the show, heading out to Salem, Oregon for a massive extravaganza, and that's really the only way to describe it. We're doing like book signing at a barbecue joint. We've got a book signing at a Republican gathering, all put together by our good friends over at KYKN. Just a great bunch of folks there. And I'm so looking forward to meeting all of our listeners out in Salem, Oregon. And you guys are going to have to tell me what I need to do out there. I'm going to be there for like 3 days. And so I will need a list. I've been to Oregon 2 times, and both of those times I was chased by leftists. So I just need some good things to do there in your beautiful city. And we'll be taking your calls a little bit later on today. Folks, we've got a lot going on. And first and foremost, we want to offer our thoughts and our prayers to the Trump family. Very sad news last night. Ivana Trump, who happened to be President Trump's first wife, passed away. She was found in her New York City home, and it appears to be some sort of a cardiac event. But the horrible reactions coming from the left, it's appalling. And again, it just goes to the heart of what we talk about every day on this radio program, that the problem facing our nation is not a political problem. It is a problem of the heart. And we just have some pretty evil people in this country. Trump derangement syndrome. And let me say this about Trump derangement syndrome. And I have covered this malady for a number of years. I mean, long before you had the China virus pandemic, you had something else going on. And that was called Trump derangement syndrome. And it is on full display these days, full display, as we watch these leftists attack President Trump and the Trump family. Occupy Democrats, a verified account called Ivana Trump's children monstrous, referring to Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric. And by the way, she was the mother of all of the older Trump kids. And then you have Barron, and who's the one I always forget? It's kind of like that. It's like the Jan Brady of the Trump kids. Was that Marla Maples? I think that was the daughter that he had with Marla Maples. But the horrible things that people say, and we've called out conservatives, and this is not something that's unique, but it's primarily Democrats. Whenever a conservative dies, they just go. You get to see who they are for themselves, and it's an ugly thing, and it's a pretty pitiful and sad thing. Jeff Perlman writing, I see wrong Trump trending. Not going to lie, I said that to my family a few minutes ago. I don't root for deaths, but exceptions can be made for an aspiring authoritarian with nary a decent bone in his body. You know, this guy is a piece of garbage. That's who Jeff Perlman is. And even though Jeff Perlman, who's a New York Times bestselling author, even though he is a piece of human garbage, when he dies, I will at least give him the dignity and the decency of saying something kind to his loved ones on the social media platforms. Or better yet, if you don't have anything good to say, and Grandmother Starnes taught us this growing up in Memphis, Tennessee. Whitehaven, Tennessee, if for those of you to be specific, you know where that is. Grandmother Starnes had a saying, if you can't say something nice about somebody, just shut your mouth. And a lot of people on the left need to be doing that today. A lot of the never Trumpers, you need to be doing that today. A woman has died. She was a mother. She was a grandmother. An ex-wife. So show some decency about yourself. It's pretty despicable. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I was listening to some audio just a few moments ago and then watching the video that was attached to this audio. And I have posted this on our website, toddstearns.com, because you need to see this. Now, we've been having conversations for a very long time now about President Biden, and I make no bones about it. I make no apologies for saying the cheese done slid off that guy's cracker a long time ago. I make no excuses or apologies for saying that the front porch light is on, but nobody's home. Clearly, Biden is past his prime. The president overseas in the Middle East, and he's making all sorts of gaffes all over the place. Now, typically, for I don't know how they're able to do this, but they're, you know, the White House staff and the physicians and the teams of nurses and the bedside nurses and all of the aides, they're able to get this guy fully medicated so he can actually behave in some sort of a coherent way in a public setting. And they've been able to do that on a couple of these international trips. But something has gone wrong here in the Middle East. The president is stumbling all over the place. You saw the audio. We played this audio for you a couple of days ago where he got off Air Force One walking down the red carpet saying, where do I go? Well, just follow the red carpet, Mr. President. He had no idea what was going on. There was another moment where he just got completely addled. He had just finished remarks, and one of the other world leaders, he's reaching out, shaking hands, and there's nobody there. I can't explain it, except that this guy is mentally not there. He was trying to shake hands with air. Or, and I want to throw this out there, we're not a big conspiracy show here, or maybe Joe Biden thinks there was somebody there. Maybe that's it, because this is not the first time that he's actually tried to shake hands with what we see, all of us mere mortals, with what we see as just air. There's nothing. He's trying to shake hands with, and nobody's there. So maybe it's possible that in Joe Biden's mind that there is, in fact, somebody there. So he actually thinks he's seeing somebody. George Washington, the ghost of Thomas Jefferson, I don't know. And then the world leader has to literally guide President Biden, who is supposed to be the leader of the free world, to his seat. And then this happens, and you've got to hear this audio, and we did not. And when it comes to the president, we're not modifying this. We've done a couple of joke things and parodies. But this is President Biden. This is unedited. This is unscripted. This is the president of the United States, the leader of the free world.
My background and the background of my family is Irish American. And we have a long history of not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people with Great Britain and their attitude toward Irish Catholics over the years, for 400 years. But
cut number 10, please.
Was making a speech, and I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And sorry. I swallowed wrong. I had a terrible headache. This is years ago. And I did a very stupid thing. I got on an aircraft and I flew home. Turned out I had two cranial aneurysms. and I got rushed to a hospital in the middle of a snowstorm for a 9.5-hour operation that saved my life. Then I had the second operation. They found an aneurysm on the other side of my brain. I joked the reason they went in twice to take the top of my head off is they couldn't find a brain the first time. But in between, I had a major embolism. It almost killed me. Nothing unusual that other people haven't gone through. But I look back on, and I don't think you nurses are nearly appreciated enough. What I found was, you lie in the ICU, and I've not said this publicly before, and you look at the monitors, and you know if the line goes flat, you're dead. You don't know who each monitor is, but you know. And I really mean it, but it's true. But you just get tired, even when you're not in pain, you just want to quit. And the nurses at Walter Reed Hospital would come up, and they'd rub my face, they'd whisper in my ear, they'd get close and tell me it's going to be okay. They made a difference in my life.
Does that sound like a healthy man to you, ladies and gentlemen? Does that sound like a man who has control of his mental faculties to you? Is it time for somebody to intervene? Get this guy back on Air Force One. I mean, what you couldn't see was how red his face was. He did not look well. And we've got the photographs for you to see for yourself on our website here. But the constant coughing and the hacking and the wheezing and the mumbling and the talking about the nurses bending down and whispering in his ear in the ICU, sniffing the little girl's hair in Delaware just a few days ago. Is this normal to you, or are these signs that we are in the end game here when it comes to Joe Biden? Because this man does not look healthy, and I don't think he's healthy enough to be president of the United States. You say, well, Tom, what about Kamala Harris? Well, She's a moron. And again, she's not running the show, and neither is Biden. There are other people that are pulling the strings. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But this guy, for his own well-being, because clearly the family doesn't care. They're all about the power, and they're all about the money. They know that Joe Biden is the cash cow. They know that because of Joe Biden, Hunter's getting all of these big dollar contracts. Jill Biden has the prestige. And by the way, I think she's the evil stepmother in all of this. If you're looking at how all of this is playing out, I think Jill Biden, at least based on the writings and the ramblings of and the text messages of Hunter Biden, she really is the wicked stepmother. Because Jill Biden should care more about her husband than being first lady. And I think that's the issue here, is that she wants to be first lady so much so that she's willing to put her husband's life and health in jeopardy. Am I right or am I wrong? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We're going to take a break. Again, our number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. No, look, you can't blame the guy. I mean, he's old. I mean, it happens. It's going to happen to everybody. I mean, we've all seen it happen in our families. But our family members are not leaders of the free world. Joe Biden is. And everybody sees this. And it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing as a country when you've got the President of the United States shaking hands with air. All right, let's go to Rhode Island. Carlotta, it's been a while. Carlotta, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing well, and so are you, because when you first started out, it was so easy to get through. Now it's not, thank the Lord. So,
yes.
You know, I'm just lucky to get through. But what I want to take you to task, Todd, along with many other talk show hosts, because the news cycle, you know, every day there's something new to say, and we forget the most spectacular or damning things. But if you say to anyone about Biden in the White House, oh, there's inflation, they go, no, it's not. Or if you say his numbers are low, you go, no, they're not. So what is it? What is their SOP? Plausible deniability. They told us that. They will deny whatever is true. They'll just deny it. That's the way they operate.
So you think that maybe, just maybe, this is maybe a head fake, that maybe Biden's not as mentally out of it as he appears to be?
Oh, no, he definitely is. But if we say to his press secretary, he seems to be out of it, she goes, no, he's not. Plausible deniability. They just don't believe your lying eyes. That's their attitude.
Well, that is, and that's going to sink the Democrat Party, just like it did George H.W. Bush back in the 1990s, Carlotta. And you remember that, where, you know, George H.W. raised taxes after he said, read my lips, no new taxes. And as Bill Clinton infamously said, it was the economy, stupid. It's the economy.
No, but the point is, Todd, that I don't have a show, you do, have to remind people this is their SOP. They announced it. Whatever comes to haunt them, they will just say, no, we didn't. We didn't take money from China. Hunter wasn't on drugs. I never said anyone on crack should go to jail for 5 years. Plausible deniability.
So it's, or in the modern vernacular, Carlotta, it's their truth.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody has their own truth.
And you have to keep reminding the public that this is what they do. They knew in advance that this is how they were going to operate. Yeah,
amazing. Carlotta, we got to run for a break. God bless you. It's good to hear from you again. I was just thinking about you the other day, so I'm glad you're doing good.
Thank you.
All right. Give us a holler back one of these days. Oh, Miss Carlotta. She and Miss Janice and Jerry Lynn are like, you know, our three wise ladies of the radio program, Grace Baker. But, you know, I was thinking, she mentioned, you know, some people are saying, well, Biden is faking a lot of this, and he, you know, that's part of the whole scheme. But I don't know.
I don't give him that much credit. I'm sorry.
So back in the 1970s, there was a guy by the name of Vincent Gigante, who was one of the big New York City mobsters. And the feds were coming after the guy, but he faked being mentally insane. And he would put on a bathrobe. This is a true story. He would put on a bathrobe and his slippers, and he would just wander around the streets of New York City mumbling to himself.
Interesting.
Much like what Biden is doing.
Yeah, not that different.
So, but you're saying they're not smart enough to concoct something.
Yeah,
like that.
I just think that's too complicated.
All right.
Especially for Biden.
I'm curious. Oh, by the way, Grace, I got to share this info with you. I know that are you guys renting?
So
you and Mr. Producer?
We are.
All right. So Daily Wire has a report out. The average rent in New York City, and again, this is why people say, Todd, why did you move back home to Memphis? The average rent surges past $5,000 a month. That's the headline.
For
a month. $5,058. That's the average.
Oh,
the
my gosh.
Average rent.
That's horrible.
And that's going to get you like 600, 700 square feet max.
It's
appalling. And people are going to pay this kind of stuff.
I know we're dealing with crime here in Memphis, but at least I got a lower rent. Up there, you're dealing with the crime and the higher rent. No thanks.
That's why Hunter Biden doesn't live in New York City. I mean, he can't afford that and the hookers and the crack.
It gets expensive.
It does. It gets very expensive. You got to budget. All right. There you go, people. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hang tight. We've got more coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Breaking news, America. You know, Grace, we still got, I know that money is tight with inflation and the economy, but we can at least afford a breaking news alert for the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Rush, I think Rush Limbaugh had
one. Does that work?
Yeah, what? No, that doesn't work.
Oh, man.
All right, let's come back with something else. It's a good first try.
I tried.
Breaking news. In my fingers, a story from Los Angeles, California, the city of angels. Folks, bad news. Los Angeles County is going to force you to mask back up. This news coming from the Los Angeles Times as well as ABC 7 there in L.A. Beginning June 29th, Los Angeles County is going to require masks for anyone in an indoor setting. They say that the China virus has hit an all-time high. So, according to the CDC, the Centers for Disease and Control, the county had previously been at a medium COVID level as defined rules and regulations, but now they have reached a high level. Once the county's rate of daily China virus positive patients being admitted tops 10 per 100,000 residents, it's all over. Not looking good there. Can I just say something and a couple of observations here in this poorly written story from ABC 7 News? A couple of things. First of all, if it really is that serious, I mean, if it is that dangerous of a situation, why aren't they implementing the ban immediately? Why are they waiting 2 weeks? No, seriously. Why are they going to let people, I guess, die or live in agony for 2 weeks? Why risk it? If, in fact, that's what this is really all about. But as we all know, the China virus has nothing to do with public safety. It has everything to do with controlling the American people and the population. Now, I want to have a conversation. If you do not live in Los Angeles County, just sit back for just a moment. I want to have a conversation, a come-to-Jesus moment with all you people in Los Angeles County, California. You have a responsibility, a God-given, constitutionally protected responsibility not to comply with that mandate. Just say no. We've got to send a message to the people in charge that we're not going to comply. We're not going to surrender our civil liberties anymore. Been there, done that. But if all you people mask up, well, that's on you. But you need to start sending a message to these Democrats who control the entire state. Now, if you live in Los Angeles County, I want to hear from you. And especially if you are going to be one of those people who will not comply, we need mass rebellion in Los Angeles County. That's what we need here. 844-747-8868. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Let's go to the phones. Indiana, Robin on the line. Robin, hope you're doing well today.
I am, Todd, but I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, dear. Go ahead.
Okay. You offended me a few moments ago before the break because you said you had the three wise women of your show callers. I want to tell you, you have a fourth. I just stay silent and listen, but I am a very wise woman. I listen to you every day, and I don't always agree with you, but I respect what you do, and I want you to know that.
Hold on, Robin. I want to address this here because, I mean, I didn't again, I didn't know I had so many. I mean, I knew that the women who listen to this program are of above average intelligence. No doubt about that. But I didn't realize I had a fourth silent wise gal, wise babe. Can I say that? Is that appropriate?
Yes.
Yes,
and I'm a woman, and I know what a woman is.
God bless you. You know, Robin, that puts you in a small percentage of Americans these days.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Oh my goodness! All right, so I maybe should we say harem? No, or is that, no, that may be too far. All right,
no, let's not go that far.
Conservative. Yeah, you're right. All right, Robin, yeah, continue. I don't want to ruin a beautiful moment here.
Well, now you've got me messed up because I wanted to address the Biden thing.
Yes.
My mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in her mid-50s. And my sister and I watched as the disease progressed. And we talk all the time as we watch Joe Biden. The shuffling, that's what happened to my mother. The confused speech, the not saying the words right. Everything he's doing appears to us, and we're not doctors, but we experienced it in our real life. Our mother passed away at the age of 69. She went infantile. But everything we watch him do and say, it is exactly what we observed, and my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Robin, I'm curious, when your mother was diagnosed, I mean, was she, did she still, and did you guys encourage her to live a very active life, like something like, I mean, if she had a job, would you have encouraged her to continue with her job and things of that nature?
She wasn't capable of it. She didn't get diagnosed early because my father protected her and gave her the answers to the doc before the doctor came in, which didn't help. But, no, she worked at Walmart. She was a manager there, and they finally had to force her to retire because of the mistakes she was making. You know, the numbers, she would call and say, you know, she didn't understand the calendar, why the dates meant what they did. And no, we took care of her. We helped her when we could, but it was very difficult. I mean, it's like a child. They're reverting back to like childlike things. And we can see that Joe Biden has to be on some kind of medicine, and we don't see him in the evenings because it's called sundowning, and that's the worst time for them. So I think that's why we're not seeing him in the evenings, especially even during the debates and stuff. We didn't see him out of the basement because people would have caught on a lot earlier if the ones who know and experienced it.
It's a sad, horrible thing, and I certainly disagree with all of Joe Biden's policies, but you don't want to wish that on anybody. And it just, this is where the family has to step up. But I'm telling you, this is the family from HE double hockey sticks right here.
I know.
What a mess.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And you know why? Nobody cares about him. That's the thing. Nobody cares about anybody in that family. It's all about the money. It's all about what can I get out of this?
Well, we pray for him and the family every day because God can do things, or we pray for the conversion of his heart to Jesus Christ. But there comes a time when you have to recognize what is evil is going on, and I think that's the battle we're in right now. It's far deeper than Democrat versus Republicans.
Wow. All right, Robin, God bless you. Thank you for the call, and don't be a stranger. Give us a call back one of these days.
I will, Todd, and I appreciate you and Grace. I love you. I love your laughter, and I love this show, and I'll talk to you again.
All right. Robin from Indiana hanging out with us on our live stream today. By the way, very exciting news. Starting Monday, we'll be broadcasting live in Youngstown, Ohio. So looking forward to welcoming a bunch of Buckeye State listeners to the radio program. And we got a couple of Ohio people on staff here, so I'm sure they'll appreciate that as well. By the way, famed political strategist Dick Morris going to be on the show next week, Grace Baker. Yes, indeed. Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for the White House again. And if anybody's going to know that, it's going to be Dick Morris. I mean, he served as his top advisor for a number of years. Dick Morris has a brand new bestseller out this week. It's called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. We're going to be talking with Dick about that. Newsmax says you got to read The Return this year. Already the Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris has it all. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump, but The Return will show how President Trump will triumph. You can get The Return in bookstores everywhere, or you can see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Just go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com. All right, before we go to break, we got to throw out the a trivia question. It's Friday, right? We got Grace. We got to give something away, right? Yeah, you're shaking your head. All right. So when I just lost the trivia question. So when we come back, we will do trivia. So stick around. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Listen up, all of our new listeners out there, that's primarily a big chunk of North Carolina, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point. We like to give away stuff on the show and also test the knowledge of our very brilliant audience. So here's a question we're going to throw out. If you get this right, we're going to give you a copy of my book, Godless America, which is a really important culture war book, and I've written a number of them, but this one's pretty important, and we're going to give you a signed copy. Here we go. Earlier this week, big controversy. We need to know, what food did First Lady Jill Biden compare Hispanic people to this week? What food did First Lady Jill Biden compare Hispanic people to this week? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And Grace will be taking your calls momentarily. So there is a new report out. This is a fascinating story, and we've talked about this a lot on the program. The National Student Clearinghouse Research Center says undergraduate enrollment is down nearly 7% over the past 2 years. Fascinating story. That means fewer Americans are going to college. That means more than a million 18 and 19-year-olds have decided to either go to trade school or go to a community college or maybe just jump right into the workforce, which is not a bad thing at all. So the academic community, they're out there saying, well, this is all because of the China virus. And the reason why kids have decided not to go to college is because of the China virus, and kids are not getting used to going back into the classroom. Yeah, I don't think that's it. Again, enrollment down nearly 7% over the past 2 years. But here's what I contend is going on. I think a lot of these kids are smart, and they see how much it costs to go to college these days. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars in student loans kids are having to take out. and they're saddled with this debt for, what, 20-something years. I mean, it was Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, Mrs. Michelle Obama, who were well into their 40s before they were able to pay off their student loan debt. And I think a lot of kids are looking at that and they're going, yeah, that's not me. Yeah, no, that's not me. They see the older brothers and sisters coming home from school, and what are they doing? Well, they're living in their parents' basement, and they're flipping burgers because they can't get a job with their gender studies degree. You've got all these worthless degrees, and I think that's another big factor, because you've got all these woke policies out there, critical race theory, the preferred pronoun training. Northern Arizona University, this is from the College Fix, Northern Arizona University, they're forcing students to take at least 4 diversity classes before they can graduate. 4. So I'm telling you, this is why I think that a lot of American kids have decided, I already know my pronoun. I really don't want to learn how to do pottery. I don't want to go to one of these feminist classes where the professor is some woman who doesn't shave her legs. I'm good with that. I think I'm just going to skip the drama, skip the hairy leg girls, and just go ahead and get a job. And that's what they're doing. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. All right, let's go to the phones here. Wow, the phones lit up pretty quickly, Grace. Let's go to Gail on the talk station. Hi, Gail. How are you today?
I'm well, Todd. And yourself?
Gail, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Here is the trivia question for you, ma'am. We need to know, what food did First Lady Jill Biden compare Hispanic people to this week?
I think that was tacos.
Let's go to the tape.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Oh, Gail is a winner.
Is your strength.
Congratulations, Gail.
Maybe she's given him too many refried beans, because that's why he's choking. Don't know.
Well, it may, well, maybe, or, you know, both of them might be a taco shy of the combo platter down at the Taco Bell. So you never know.
That's
all right.
True.
Hey, yep. Gail, hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send you a signed copy of my book, and we love all of our good listeners and friends down in the Carolinas, and especially along the coast. Beautiful, beautiful countryside out there. All right, we'll do some more trivia later on in the program, so stick around for the next hour. By the way, we have some great guests coming our way, including Congressman Andy Biggs. We're going to get an update on what's happening along the border. Also, some breaking news. Last night, someone I know on the, I will just say they're associated with the House Judiciary, sent me a note and said, Stearns, you're going to want to pay attention to this. Something's going down next week. So here's the information we have, and it's not a lot, but it's enough for you to call your elected representatives up on Capitol Hill and tell them to fight this tooth and nail. According to my sources, we are hearing that House Democrats are going to introduce legislation that will call for an outright ban of the so-called assault weapons. Now, we don't know what's going to be in that list. We can imagine that AR-15s will be on that list, but the Democrats are going to introduce this legislation in Congress. Now, here's the question. Where does it go? Well, it probably passes the House of Representatives. Unfortunately, we got a lot of, well, first of all, we've got Democrat majorities, but I think we're going to have a lot of Republicans switching sides on this. Now, the toss-up here is what happens in the U.S. Senate. So let's just assume it's going to pass the House of Representatives, whatever this ban is. If, in fact, that happens, you could have some renegade Republicans in the Senate in an effort to punish conservative Republicans side with the Democrats. There are a couple of pro-Second Amendment Democrats. Now, the issue for those guys, will there be enough Republicans switching over to side with the Dems that it could become a problem because Biden's going to sign whatever they send. So the firewall is the U.S. Senate. You need to be calling this weekend your representatives, your senators. You say, Todd, my representative is a Democrat. Give them a call and let them know that you want them to defend the Second Amendment. But it's shocking to imagine that we're living in a time where within our lifetime, there could be that knock on the door from the government saying, gotta turn over your weapons. I mean, this is where we are right now, folks. So we're going to pay very close attention to that. We'll have updates on the website over the weekend as more info comes out on that. Stick around, folks. Hour two coming up next.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you, cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's it. American
ride. All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show on this Friday. Hope you have a nice, big, frosty glass of something to drink and you're sitting under an air conditioner today, or at least a ceiling fan. Or if you're in the deep south, just pull up a rocking chair on the front porch. It's the only thing we can do. I think the entire country is baking right now. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and this is like wintertime for the people in Arizona, like Congressman Andy Biggs. He was like, it's not hot outside. Congressman, hope you're doing well.
Yes, Todd, doing great. Thank you.
Congressman, a couple of stories that we've been following, and you've been making some headlines, and I want to talk about this National Defense Authorization Act. And you had some big concerns with this, and you explain in a tweet pretty clearly why you voted against the 2023 NDAA.
Yeah, Todd, I mean, to begin with, we're talking $850 billion in a bill that there were over 1,200 amendments offered. The Democrats allowed 650 amendments to be debated. And of those, most of those came on because they were Democrat amendments. And you have everything from wokeness and the LGBTQ movement. You've got equity issues that are going. And so what you have here is the left wing basically taking over the military. And so you're not advancing military readiness, which is really what the bill's supposed to do. You're not doing anything for the tens of thousands of military personnel who are being forced out because they won't get a vaccine. And basically they amended that. So now you're going to have a dishonorable discharge. So there's a whole lot of bad stuff in there. And the one good thing they had, though, was a pay raise for the men and women in the military of 4.9%, which is good, but it is nothing when you compare it to the really the real 18% or so inflation rate that we have.
Congressman, let's talk about some of this radical woke ideology that you say is in this NDAA. What are some of the things we're talking about here?
You have the I can't remember what the actual name of it is. It's like the gender awareness workforce. And so that's going around, and that's going to be out there doing that. So you're going to continue to have these kind of CRT training going on in the military. You probably saw the video of the Navy having how to use the proper pronouns. Instead of saying, hey, guys, you say, hey, team, hey, you don't, who knows, but it's absurd. So those are some of the things that you have going on here. And then we're going to spread it around the world, believe it or not. And we're going to also report on and relate to what's going on around the world. Then they're going to continue to have abortions for military personnel, regardless of Dobbs, the Dobbs decision. So this is the left wing taking over the military, and that's what's going on.
Were you surprised at the number of Republicans who joined Democrats in approving this?
No, that never surprises me anymore, Todd. I wish I could say it did. Look, I mean, I get what they're saying. They're saying, well, you know, it provided a pay raise. Not a very big pay raise, but a pay raise. And then they would all say, and this brings back stuff to my district. That's really what they say. This brings back stuff to my district, and so we have to do it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the NDAA is a must-pass piece of legislation. We all want to fund the military. We want to all make sure we have the right kind of equipment and material necessary to defend this country and project power so you have world peace. But this notion that you spend $850 billion and we've never even had an audit of the Pentagon, of Department of Defense, tells you a little bit of something.
It's sad because we see this all the time, and nobody ever stands up except for a few, and most of those folks are in the House Freedom Caucus, to say, wait a second, what are we doing here? And it frustrates me because, again, Republicans, and I know this, you know, and I am a Republican. I've donated money to Republican candidates, and they mess with us every single time. And if we can't agree on fiscal responsibility, I really don't know what the point of being a Republican is.
Well, you know, for years, the mantra of the Republican Party has been, we want to balance the budget. And the last time you saw a balanced budget, truly balanced budget, was when Clinton was the president, but the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, right? And so since then, we've had what I call structural deficits, where you spend more than you bring in. And so today, our national debt is, what, $32 trillion? Nobody can really give me a real accurate figure, but something like $32 trillion. And you go, well, if it's not going to be us, when will we start being fiscally responsible? So I'm told, oh, Andy, it's going to be next time. Well, I will tell you, the Freedom Caucus has got some plans and some rule changes on how you do things around here, that if they're implemented, you actually will start seeing movement towards balancing the accounts.
Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, we've also been following the developments along the border, which is a complete mess. The headline from Breitbart, deported sex offender wanted for child fondling, arrested in Arizona near the border. Again, this goes back to the very dangerous people that have been coming across this border and harming American citizens.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about this, Todd, is the left doesn't think there's a problem, but what's happening is we can't adequately vet the people who are coming across the border, even when we're able to intercept them. And we you know, they surrender. So many of them surrender. But if we don't have access to that foreign country, we don't know really what's going on there, and we depend on their information. And the only time we're able to find these guys is if they have already been in the country and committed a crime. And people simply don't understand that. So, for instance, and we don't have agreements with some countries, like Nicaragua. People come in from Nicaragua. We won't even send them back to Nicaragua. Why? Because Nicaragua refuses to take them. So we release them into the country with basically no vetting and no idea who they are. And once we've dropped them off wherever they're going, away they go. And in the meantime, we've misplaced something like 20,000 children who've come in that we've placed with God knows who. I mean, he knows, but we don't, because we don't have contact with them anymore. And it's dangerous for those people, and it's dangerous for American citizens. And this administration has, in my opinion, aided and abetted in this criminal conduct.
Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, one more question, and you've always been a straight shooter with us. Axios reporting about this White House meeting. They say you are one of a number of lawmakers that have been invited on December 21st to attend a meeting to pressure former Vice President Mike Pence to help overturn the 2020 election. First, were you at the meeting? And if so, what was that all about?
Well, that's a total mischaracterization. I was at the White House for a meeting on the 21st that was led by Vice President Mike Pence. And it was a cordial meeting, and he wanted to know, and we discussed things like, well, what would the process look like on January 6th? And it was a collegial meeting. There wasn't any pressure going on one way or the other. In fact, Vice President Pence, to my recollection, he led the meeting, and for all I know, he might have called the meeting. And, I don't remember it being overly long. And then when it was done, everybody cordially left. So,
It angers me. This just angers me because you can't trust anything coming out of this January 6th committee at all. And this is, they're either intentionally misleading people with these reports that are leaking out, or they're flat out lying. And that just angers me. Congressman, I don't know how you guys can keep your cool with this kind of nonsense coming out.
Well, they're doing both. They're lying and misleading, and they're leaking and are attempting to manipulate, and they're attacking. They don't want Donald Trump to run for office again. They don't want anybody who is close to him to be free to run around on the streets. This is Todd, by and large, a Sovietization of American politics where you use all of the mechanisms of America's institutions to attack your political opponents. And they view us as political enemies. And not as political competitors. And that is the saddest part of this, is the January 6th committee is, in my opinion, doing irreparable harm to this institution, but to the entire United States of America.
Well, we're going to do our best to keep shouting out and using our platform to share the truth of what's going on here. And, Congressman, I appreciate you answering the question. And, it makes a lot of sense. And I've been telling our audience, do not believe anything coming out of that committee. You just can't do it.
That's right.
All right. True. Congressman, all right, God bless, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Congressman Andy Biggs. And again, the allegations coming from the media that 10 House Republicans were summoned to the White House to put pressure on Mike Pence to help overturn the 2020 election results. As you just heard from Congressman Andy Biggs, one of the individuals in that meeting, it was, in fact, the vice president who called for the meeting, and it was also the vice president who led the meeting. Do not trust anything coming out of that J6 committee at all. We're doing our best to try to make sense out of what's going on here, but at the end of the day, this is all about stopping Donald Trump from running for the White House. That's the purpose of that J6 committee. They're trying to stop Trump, and they're going to be using lies, misrepresentations, and half-truths to get that done. All right, we've got to take a break here, 844-747-8868. And I think this is a good time to throw out another trivia question as well. We talked about a company that announced they were closing down 16 of their storefronts due to out-of-control crime. We need to know, what Seattle-based company is shutting down 16 storefronts? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Getting dressed for success sounds great until you see that your clothes are wrinkled. The Conair Turbo Extreme Steam and Iron 2-in-1 is your solution. It's the most powerful handheld steamer with advanced heat technology, so it obliterates wrinkles with turbocharged dry steam quickly and easily. It's ready almost instantly and also works without steam as a dry iron. To get your wrinkle solution today, go to Amazon and search for Conair Turbo Extreme Steam and look for the Steam and Iron 2-in-1.
Grace Baker. You know why I'm laughing, Grace. You know.
Oh, I do know.
You just heard it.
Oh, I heard it.
All right, you heard it.
I heard it.
So, President Biden is overseeing. This has nothing to do with President Biden.
No, shocking. This actually isn't his fault for once.
No, I will give the president props here. At least he didn't, like, start laughing.
Because I would have laughed.
Because I would have laughed. I would have laughed. And this would have been a breach of, I don't know, diplomatic protocol.
Oh, yeah.
So, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hang tight. We're going to get to the trivia in just a second. This just happened. So, the Palestinian Authority, they decided to welcome President Biden. And, of course, this is a terrorist group. I mean, right? We all understand that. But that's no excuse. Just because you are a terrorist organization does not mean you can't find at least one or two musicians who know how to play in tune. We're going to play for you. This literally just happened, and we're putting the video up on our website. This is the Palestinian Authority trying to play the national anthem.
Is that a cat dying?
You know, it's going to get worse. The high parts are coming.
Oh, the cat's coming.
That's always the worst part.
Oh, my goodness. Stop! High note, some of the singers, they can't hit it. Well, they couldn't hit that high note.
I think they did. I wonder if they did that on purpose. They can't be that bad. I mean, was that basically an Up Yours America?
Maybe.
I was in band growing up, and we did even the middle school band wasn't that bad.
Wow. You just threw all the middle
school. Should have just sent. No.
So much for all of our
we
middle school
listeners.
Should
have just sent them overseas and been like, hey, boys and girls, you're going to go play.
Can it be
Come on.
They would have been better off playing a recording of the national anthem.
Agreed.
They're either tone deaf as an entire nation or they did this on purpose. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? All right, let's. Oh, wow. Remember the Mayberry Band? That was a great episode. Makes the Mayberry Band sound like the symphony. All right, let's go to Salem, Oregon. Nancy on KYKN. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Great. And Nancy, you know we're coming to town next week.
Yes. Yes, you're going to be here.
I am. As a matter of fact, Nancy, you know what we may need to do, Nancy? I will sign your book personally when I come to Salem.
Oh, wonderful. I wish I could be there.
But first, you got to get the question right, and we're going to play a little trivia here. Nancy, we want to know what Seattle-based company announced that it's closing down 16 storefronts because of crime.
That has to be Starbucks.
Yeah, Nancy from Salem, Oregon, you're the big winner today. Yeah, Seattle-based Starbucks says they're shutting down 16 storefronts. They can't get a handle on the crime. So there you go. Nancy, I hate that we're not going to be able to see you, but we're going to have a great time in Salem and to look forward to meeting all of our great listeners out there. So hang tight. Grace is going to get your info, and I will send you a signed copy of one of my books. So thanks for playing along today. All right. Wow. So there you go. That national anthem, they can't be that bad. This has to be It has to be intentional. Hey, can I go back to this survey we were just talking about a few moments ago? And I'm curious to know from you, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, and young listeners, did your kid decide, you know what, I don't want to go to college? Or did you as a young person say, that's it, yeah, I don't need a college education? I mean, what, 7% of high school graduates now not going to college? Is this a growing trend? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, America. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Oh, this is interesting. Grace Baker, Paul writes in on the sent me a text message. I still can't get over that national anthem. Oh, that was bad. That was terrible. Paul says, you know, Todd, talking about the band, he says the Muslims in some of these Islamic countries, they tend to chop off body parts for different offenses. They must chop off fingers when somebody plays the wrong note. It's
kind of horrifying.
Ew, that but makes maybe me, that could be it because they don't.
That makes me like sick.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But it's true. They do chop off hands and. It's just awful. Mm. This is why America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we have great symphonic bands.
Because we have all our fingers. Body parts.
Everybody's got your fingers.
That's the goal anyway.
Just saying. Oh, by the way, Biden fist bumped the Saudi prince.
Hey, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing like greeting a murderer.
Yeah.
With
hey, bro.
Unbelievable.
Ugh.
All right, let's go to the...
Ridiculous.
It's terrible. Let's go to the phones. Iowa Jackson on the line. Hey, Jackson, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I want you to know that I respect your rights and you should respect mine and we all get along. But also,
what does that mean?
I respect your rights and you respect mine, correct? I don't like guns, so does that make me a bad person?
No, it doesn't make you a bad person, but that doesn't mean you can take away anybody else's guns.
No, but do you own an AR-15?
No, I don't.
Okay. The governor's made it now legal that we can shoot deer here in Iowa with an AR-15.
Okay.
I mean, why?
Well, you would need to ask the governor. I mean, that was her decision. Kim Reynolds, I believe, is your governor.
Right, right. Now, Todd... Do you really need an AR-15? What's wrong with just like a shotgun, a rifle? I mean, like I told you, I don't just believe, I'm not against all guns, just certain guns. I mean, that's why we have these massive slaughters when they occur. I mean, had it been that man in Texas that had a rifle, don't you think the police could have come in there and got him quickly had he not had that AR-15 or a shotgun for that matter?
Well, I'm not understanding why you have an aversion to the AR-15. I mean, if in fact you're concerned about people being shot, it seems to me you would be anti-handgun because an overwhelming number of these murders are actually committed by handguns and not the AR-15.
Well, I still don't agree with the AR-15s. They're still a massive. I mean, they can create massive slaughter, Todd.
Well, so can a knife. So can an automobile. Just ask that guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
A knife can. You can come at me with a knife, and if that guy at the Uvalde, Texas, would have done that, we could have saved those children.
But well, if the police. Well, no. Well, Jackson, hold on. Let me jump in here. If the police had done their jobs, we could have saved those children.
That was really terrible what they'd done. I mean, they were cowards. plain and simple.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
I mean, it was just awful what they did. When they take their oath and all that, they should, first of all, if I were a policeman, I would have went in there and said, I've lived my years. Those are just kids. Let them have their life. If I die, I die. That's fine. That's what I was upheld to keep the law. And if I have to go in there to die to save those children, I will.
And I don't doubt that. You sound like that. You sound like a kind of a guy who would do that. And it's sad to think that no one had that kind of mentality that was standing in that hallway, Jackson. I mean, that's appalling.
Yeah. I'm just devastated by it, you know. And as far as that guy up in Wisconsin that killed them people with the car, that was terrible too. That was just awful. And I hope he pays for what he done. And I agree with you. That guy that raped that 10-year-old. I'm sorry, death penalty or something got to happen with that.
Well,
that's terrible.
But again, you know, going back to it, Jack, and it is terrible. And I you and I agree on everything you just said. But going back to the AR-15s, and I think a big part of this issue has been the narrative. And really, it's a false narrative coming out of the media and coming out of Congress when it comes to the AR-15. Because the latest numbers I saw, 11 million Americans own AR-15s. And again, hundreds of thousands are purchased. And so by and large, you're looking at law-abiding gun owners who are using the AR-15, and it's primarily used for for gun training, home defense, marksmanship competitions, things of that nature. They are not used in these mass shootings as much as the other weapons out there. So
but the problem, Todd, is they get into the wrong hands. Gunman.
And that's where you have a responsibility, gun owners, if you own a gun, you have a responsibility to make sure that gun is secure and safe, and that's your responsibility. And there are penalties in the event that you don't do that. And that's been widely reported all over America. So, look, Jackson, I appreciate the call, and I do respect your opinion. I respect your rights, but your rights can't trump mine and vice versa. That's what America is all about. But again, when you listen to the evening news and everybody calls them assault rifles, they're not assault rifles. That's not what the AR-15 stands for. It's not an assault rifle. So it troubles me that we have a lot of ignorance out there, but it's in two areas, gun ownership and religion. The media can't get either one of those right because they're ignorant on both of those issues. And that's why you get a lot of bad reporting on the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Have you heard about this group called Shut Down DC? So they're offering Americans a bounty on Supreme Court justices who are conservative. $50. So if you say you're walking down the street and you see a Supreme Court justice, you phone their hotline, Shut Down DC is going to give you $50. And if your report turns out to be accurate, they're going to give you a $200 bounty. So in other words, let's just say that you see Justice Alito down at the Walmart and you call in and he's still there in like 30 minutes because they want to organize the mob so they can set the mob on these Supreme Court justices. They're going to give you $200. Now look, this is a bad, bad thing. We still have not heard Joe Biden going out there and condemning the attempted assassination of Justice Kavanaugh. Biden said nothing about that. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, has yet to do anything about these mobs that are showing up on the front lawns of all of the conservative justices' homes. They're turning a blind eye to that, as if it doesn't really matter. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, remember what she said. To get in the faces of the conservatives in the grocery stores and the gas stations and the restaurants, the following day told Chris Matthews on MSDNC, absolutely harass the conservatives. That's what Maxine Waters said. And now you've got a guy in jail accused of plotting to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. So it looks to me, and I may be wrong here, but this $200 bounty is going to be blood money. This is a dangerous game the Democrats are playing, and they're not calling them. They're not calling them to stand down because that's what the Democrats want. The Democrats won't tell you. They're not going to tell you this, but they're signaling. It's the wink and the nod. The Democrats actually hope Supreme Court justices are assassinated or are bullied and harassed into quitting so that Biden can put more liberals on the bench. As evil and as awful as that sounds, that's the plan. And it is that simple. It really is. All right, let's go to Portland, Maine. Roger on the line, WLOB, our great affiliate there. All right, Roger wants to set the record straight on what the AR in AR-15 means. Roger, go ahead.
You know, Todd, it means Armalite Recoilless Rifle. And that was the name that was given to them when they were first manufactured because they have very little recoil when fired.
And then they sold it, and so Colt, and now correct me if I'm wrong here, Roger, and I'm trying to know my gun history. They sold it to Colt, and Colt just kept the name AR-15.
That's correct. And then when Colt was manufacturing the weapon, Mattel was actually contracted to build them. And now a company here in Maine named Wyndham Weaponry actually manufactures the government M4, which is the M16, which was the full is the fully automatic version of an AR-15.
And this guy, I don't know, I'm not a hunter. My dad was, and I had some uncles who were hunters. But again, this guy says, well, you know, why do people need the AR-15? I mean, it's primarily used for in these competitions, marksman's competitions. Is that right, Roger?
That's correct. Target shooting, becoming proficient with a weapon on a range. It's not the most practical gun for taking hunting.
And that makes sense. And Roger, I think we lost you there. Bad phone signal, but I appreciate you calling in and setting the record straight. And he's absolutely right. As far as the history, the name of the AR-15, it has nothing to do with assault rifle. Anytime you hear somebody say that, they don't know what they're talking about. Let's go to Maine. Gus on WLOB, a lot of gun owners in that great state. Hey, Gus, what's going on?
Yes, sir. There is. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling, I guess, in response to the gentleman that called just a few minutes ago. The Constitution says, without infringement, I have the right to own a weapon without infringement. They didn't set a limit. There are no limits on it. And at the time when they did it, a rifle was a powerful weapon. And they're trying to creep into my right to own what I want to own for my own protection, my own self-defense, and pleasure, my own hunting, and so on and so forth. And it's just wrong. If they want to change it, get a constitutional amendment. It's that simple. And, you know, to call it an assault rifle, all guns are assault weapons, all of them. They can kill. All weapons are assault rifles or guns are assault weapons. It's just a term that is trying to get people excited.
Oh, of course it is. And Gus, we have some great video up on our website, todstearns.com. There was a guy, a homeowner in Escambia County. It was late at night, had a car full of thugs. They rang the doorbell. I'm not sure why the homeowner rang or opened the door, but he did. He had a pistol with him. And then the guys just pretty much knocked down that front door, and it's a home invasion robbery. The guy drops his pistol. He was able to run back to the bedroom where he had his rifle, and he opened fire and scared the living daylights out of those guys. And they went scampering, you know, out the door into the car, ran into a mailbox trying to get away. But that's right. That's the reason why you have a rifle in your home to protect your family.
Yes. I want something mean and scary. Anyway, that's what I was calling about. And what they're trying to do, they're just trying to creep in legally, trying to, justifying it legally, creeping against, you know, my rights, infringing my rights. And the real problem, it's not the guns, as you know. Every single one of these cases, they're mental. They have mental issues.
Oh, no doubt about that, Gus. And we could do a whole show on that. And I appreciate the call, and thanks for the info. But my only concern, and the video is great, because these guys, these thugs, thought they had this guy dead to rights. And, man, you should have seen them. You can hear the gunfire. You can see them running out, screaming and hollering and cussing. They jump into the car. They hit a mailbox trying to get out. My only thing here, and I look, I'm a happy warrior, but there's a saying, aim small, miss small, and none of those guys got hit with the gunfire. But I guarantee you they're going to think twice before knocking down somebody else's front door. And this is why we have a Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to take a break here. No doubt about it. We are all feeling the pain at the gas pump and the grocery store. A lot of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, and seniors are struggling. But look, as crazy as it is right now, it is not time to panic, but it is time to act. And that's why I want to encourage you to join me at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. They're going to help you save money on things like your cell phone, travel, restaurants, but they do a lot more than have great discounts. Your membership is going to support their nonprofit, AMAC Action, and they're fighting for the Constitution and the free market every day on Capitol Hill. Joining is super easy. It's $16 a year. That's right, $16 a year, and that's open for everybody. Everybody who wants to join can do $16 a year. Go to amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes, and you're going to be able to start saving today at amac.us/starnes.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So good to have you with us today. Let's go to Florida. Dave on the line. Dave, what part of Florida are you calling from?
Actually, I'm in Escambia County, Florida, Todd.
Is that right?
Yes. The shooting actually took place next door in Santa Rosa County.
What a crazy, crazy story that is. But thank goodness the homeowner had some way to defend himself.
Correct. And I called originally, the gentleman that called in, and his first statement was, "You respect my rights, I respect your rights." And then he lied because he doesn't respect your right to own an AR-15.
True.
That in itself, yeah, he's just misinformed about an AR-15, what it is, and it's not an assault rifle.
No, it's not, Dave, and it's really not even about respecting people's rights. It's about obeying the law, and the law of the land says you get to own an AR-15.
Well, the problem is, Todd, we don't have an AR-15 problem. We have a people problem.
Yes, sir.
We need to get some of these criminals off the street, and once you start, there's no consequence to any action these days. The criminals are set free, they're released on bond, and they're free to commit crime again.
And Dave, we point that out on this program a lot. And you're right. All of the issues we're facing are not political issues. They're spiritual issues. And until we're able to come together as a nation and address that and get our own households in order, we're going to continue to have this kind of crazy crime. No doubt about it. Dave, we got to run. We're late for a break here. But God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling in. And it sounds like you're a man filled with some common sense. We need more people like Dave out there. All right, hang tight. Hour three coming up next. We've got a couple of more trivia questions. Kat Kamick from Florida is going to be here. Also, Matt Schlapp, CPAC, coming up in August. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll tell you all about that. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it! American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. So, a few moments ago, you had the Palestinian Authority butchering the Star-Spangled Banner. President Biden, clearly not well. He looks exhausted. His face is as red as a cherry. And then he had this big coughing fit. Cut number 10.
Was making a speech, and I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And
oh, my gosh. Headache. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Florida, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Congresswoman, I want to get your reaction to the president's abilities, I guess. I mean, he was getting off Air Force One, needed directions on where to go, what to do. We saw the video of him shaking hands with air. And then having to be led to his seat by another world leader. Your observations here.
I'll be 100% honest. I've been on the House floor all day fighting Nancy Pelosi's abortion on demand bills that they are trying to push. But from what I was able to catch in just snippets, it's very concerning. And I know that, you know, a lot of folks, you know, make fun and it's easy to you know, really highlight how truly deficient we are when it comes to the commander in chief. But this is getting very, very dangerous. And I think it's well past the time that we have a very serious, not tongue in cheek, but a very serious conversation about the fitness for duty when it comes to our commander in chief. And when you're dealing with a situation like this where he's getting very confused very easily on the world stage, that spells disaster for so many, not just us, but for our allies around the world and our enemies who are watching, of course, very carefully. And I think that if we don't get this straight very quickly, there's going to be a lot worse to come than just some gas on stage, coughing fits, and that's really troublesome. So I think not as a Republican, but as an American, I have tremendous concerns right now.
No, and you're right. This is nothing to laugh about. This is a very serious issue, and you do have to talk about issues related to fitness of duty, and clearly there are some concerns there and grave concerns, and it seems to me somebody within the inner circle needs to step in and say, we've got to get this figured out. You know, the other big story, Congresswoman, as you mentioned, is the House passing this legislation, a pair of bills that will codify abortion. Looks like it's not going to go well in the Senate. But still, this is a reminder that every single election moving forward is going to matter in this country.
Absolutely. I mean, and you see today that the two key bills that really everyone is talking about, one is dealing with abortion on demand up until the day of delivery. And think about what that means. This is a woman who is 40 weeks pregnant, who up until the day before natural delivery can murder that child. And for any reason, it is explicitly laid out within the legislative text that maybe you find out that it's a girl and you didn't want a baby girl. You can terminate that child because you didn't like the sex of the child. It also lays out that if you don't like the race of the child, you can terminate that pregnancy. But also, if there is a potential for special needs child. To me, that's playing God. And we, as mere mortals, we don't have the right to do that. And we certainly don't have the right to kill another person. And we have laws about those things. But here we are today having this fight on the House floor. And it's really troublesome because what the Dobbs ruling did was it returned this issue back to the state. And I always say, you know, this was a tremendous win for the sanctity of life, but this was also the sanctity of our Constitution, in which the states are empowered to make the laws that govern their state. And as a small government conservative, I constantly go back to, why are we continually trying to empower big government bureaucrats who don't know how to make the best decisions for ourselves or our families or our communities? We need to return those issues to the states and the counties, municipalities. And it's just been a really, really tough couple of weeks where we've had a lot to celebrate, but also a recognition of just how radical the left has become. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing from Speaker Pelosi how extreme the position of protecting life and protecting children is. And I finally couldn't take it anymore. And I stood up today on the House floor and really pushed back on her language of calling us extremists, where she has for the last 36 years served in the House of Representatives and has been a party and witness to over 60 million babies being murdered. Yet she says that this is about women's empowerment. What about those little girls that have been murdered? Where was their empowerment? I guess you have to murder them to empower them in the eyes of the left. It's really a tragic day.
It's a fair point you're bringing up here, and it does remind people, and again, you know, Roe v. Wade was simply about states' rights, sending that back to the states. That's a state decision to make. So really, when people, you know, on the pro-life side were saying, look, the fight's just starting, that's exactly what they meant. I mean, this is a state-by-state battle, you know, defending the rights of the unborn. And so, again, every election, no matter if it's a federal election or a state election, it has to matter. We've got to get out there and we've got to vote on Election Day.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was a secondary piece of legislation talking about interstate commerce and this ridiculous, absolutely untrue notion that Republicans were going to deny pregnant women the ability to travel across state lines. That's insane. The left is trying to paint this ridiculous picture that Republicans are going to have checkpoints out there. Give me a break. I am so appalled by the left painting of a picture that is not rooted in reality or fact, but just a political agenda that is so hell-bent that they don't care who they hurt or how badly they misrepresent the facts. They want to win at all costs because it comes down to the agenda that they continue to push, which is that of dependency and control. And I will forever be entrenched in the idea that big government advocates like Speaker Pelosi and others, they don't care about the issues and they don't care about the people. They just want to create more government programs that people become dependent on, and that way they can stay in control. And that's evidenced by the 36-year career she has had.
You're absolutely right about that. Well, Kat Kamick, we appreciate you for being a small government fiscal conservative up on Capitol Hill. We need more people like you up there.
I appreciate you. I feel like I just brought the whole thing down going into a happy weekend, but it's been a fight and a tough week, but I appreciate everything that you do to keep up the fight, Todd.
You've got it. All right, Congresswoman Kat Kamick right there, everybody. Kat, have a great weekend. God bless you and your family. And she's right. We've got to talk about these issues. We've got to be happy warriors, but we got to get out there and fight every single day. And just because there is an R behind their name doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be doing the same thing Kat Kamick is doing, which is why we've got to make sure that we are doing our homework, our due diligence as conservatives, as voters out there. And I'll give you a great example. One just happened right here in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. So you've got a radically progressive city council, and what's happening? Well, the abortion issue going back to the states, the city council introduced a resolution here in Memphis, Tennessee, urging law enforcement and the district attorney's office not to prosecute women seeking abortions or doctors performing abortions. Now, there's a guy on the city council, and he is running to be the county mayor. He is a Republican. His name is Worth Morgan. I suspect our listeners in the Memphis, Tennessee area listening on KWAM, you know that name. Worth Morgan is, again, at the top of the ticket, one of the most important races in this area. And what's happening? Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. Mr. Morgan abstained from the vote. A Republican city councilman abstained from the vote. Why could the Republican not put his name on the side of the ledger that stands for life and for the unborn? Well, it's very simple. He's trying to get votes from the other side of the aisle. So instead of voting yes or no, he abstained. I'm just going to ask you, really, is that the kind of a Republican Party you want? A Republican Party that abstains on the biggest issue of the day? I mean, really, we've got Republicans out there across America that don't want to take a stand for the unborn because it's not politically expedient? That's cowardice, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you. I cannot cast my vote for cowardice. Not on that issue. That's pretty shameful. But I've seen this. I've seen this among establishment Republicans out there. You know, they're wishy-washy when it comes to the issue of life. They all hate Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, I know I've heard these stories from other parts of the nation where you have people running for office as Republicans and they won't even show up. If there is a former Trump official speaking at their Reagan dinner or Lincoln dinner or something of that nature, they won't even bother to show up. And then they turn around and tell you to shut up and just do your job and go and vote. Well, all I can tell you is this, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a Republican, I don't care if you're running for dog catcher and you can't stand up for the life of the unborn, you don't deserve my vote. Period. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We've been throwing out some trivia questions, and we're going to throw out another one here. Grace Baker has done a terrific job scouring the world for today's trivia. Where did former President Donald Trump hold his big rally this past weekend? President Trump on the road. Where did he hold his big rally last weekend? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Yeah, we're jamming into the weekend here. Wow. All right. Hello, everybody. Todd Stern's back with you. Hey, let's go to the phone lines here. Billy in North Carolina on the Talk Station. Hi, Billy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hope you are.
Billy, I'm doing what? You know, my grandmother, that was her name, Billy. Billy Starnes.
Well, how about that? That was my dad's name. He was Billy, not William.
Well, you see, my grandfather, my great-grandfather wanted a son, and when he didn't, you know, my grandmother was number three. She was girl number three and said, okay, fine, we're naming the kid Billy.
That's exactly my story. I have two older sisters, and I was also born on my dad's birthday.
Is that right? Are you my grandma? Is it? No, I'm just kidding. That's
could be.
What a great story. What a great coincidence, too. My goodness.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, this is my third call. I hope I'm going to make it today.
Wow. All right. Well, let's see if we can't help win you a prize, Billy. Here is the question. We want to know, where did former President Trump hold his big rally last weekend?
Alaska.
Oh, guess what that means, Billy? You are a winner.
Thank you so much. My husband's more excited than we are.
That's great. That's great. Well, President Trump had the big rally out there. Sarah Palin spoke and packed house. And I thought the president was in his element last week. I thought that was a great rally.
Well, we did too, and we're so pleased to see he's still in the spotlight. Has he never not been in the spotlight?
This is true.
So we're very thankful to have him on our side.
Yes, indeed. Billy, congratulations, and we're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send you a great prize pack in the mail. You know what, Grace, let's send her a copy of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. We'll do that. All right, and we'll do a couple of more trivia questions this hour of the program. I do want to go to WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. Patty wants to weigh in on President Biden. Hey, Patty, what you got?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's not even a joke no more. The guy, he's very sick.
He is, and there's nothing he can do about it, and that's why, you know, again, we've got to, you know, the guy needs help, and it's just, it's beyond me why his family's not stepping up.
I don't even blame him. I blame the people that are around him. I blame them. Come on now. I mean, they throw him out there, and I don't want to make fun of nobody, because you know what? We're all going to... And he's had aneurysms. And when he was saying about his headache, that really made me nervous.
When I saw that... You know what, Patty? I thought the same thing. I had to go back and listen to it again, because I thought he was... I thought he was suffering some sort of an episode.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something to think about, and a lot of people may not remember this, but Biden has had several, he mentioned the two brain aneurysms.
Right.
I think there may have been a third. All that to say, that had an impact on you, that has an impact on you, and when you get older, it has to really factor into all of this stuff.
Right, and he said, coughing, and, he's just not up to the task, and, come on now. I know whoever's running, who's ever pushing him out there, please look at this. I mean, we have no alternative. I mean, who else do we have? We have Kaklin in charge. I don't want her.
Yeah, you got, well, it's not going to be any worse, because the same people controlling Biden control her, because she's a flat out moron. So we're going to get whatever is coming to us. We're going to get. It doesn't really matter if it's Biden or Kamala, but
I want to do. I do want to say something.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I'm praying for him, because you know what? I don't want to see anybody be like
no,
that.
No. And good for you. You're right, Patty, and you're a good Christian woman, and I think a lot of other people are too. And look, we're called Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. You know, the good book says we got to pray for our leaders, and we got to do that. So.
Thank you so much for my call, and I'll talk to you again, Todd.
Patty, have a great weekend. All right, Patty, WSIC, what a great radio station. Just good people there. Grace, we're going to do another trivia question. Can I do another trivia question?
You're really trying to make me work today.
I am trying to make you work today.
Ironically, I wrote these questions.
You did. I would have stopped if you'd have stopped, but you didn't stop, so I'm not stopping. All right, here we go, folks. Andy Griffith Show Trivia, my favorite TV show of all time. What was the first meal Aunt B prepared for Andy Taylor and Opie? Oh, that's a great question. What was the first meal prepared by Aunt B for Andy Taylor and Opie? If you know the answer, give us a call. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Ah, wouldn't it be nice to be in Mayberry right now? We'll be right back, America.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
All right. You know it's serious when we're doing Andy Griffith Show trivia. So let's go to the phones here. We're going to try to win somebody a prize. Let's go to North Carolina. Jeff on the talk station. All right, Jeff, what was the first meal prepared by Aunt B for Andy Taylor and Opie?
In good Southern tradition, I'm going to go with fried chicken.
Wow. Yes, sirree.
I'll get there.
You can't.
By the way, can I give you another piece of trivia from your last one?
Oh, I'm all over it. Go ahead.
So, since Alaska became a state, there has been a Murkowski as a senator from the very beginning. That was Lisa Murkowski's father was senator up there before her.
Is that right?
So we have a dynasty going on there. Kind of like the Bushies.
Well, kind of like the Bushes. Remember the Rockefellers back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Down in Louisiana, and, you know, I'm a huge history buff, and I've always been intrigued by Louisiana politics. You know, you had Huey Long, you know, the populist, and the Boggs family, Hale Boggs, was the longtime, was he senator, congressman from the New Orleans area. He died in a plane crash, and his wife, Lindy Boggs, went to Congress to fill in for his. It was just fascinating, these dynasties, though.
Did he have any connections to Ron Brown and the Clinton family?
Well, I think that was long before.
Hey, they got some longevity in that.
Yes.
Those plane crashes go back a long ways.
Yes, they do. But it's interesting because the connection here, it was Hale Boggs, his wife, Lindy Boggs, and their daughter was Cokie Roberts from ABC News. So this is it's all insular, Jeff. All insular in Washington, D.C. Everybody's related to everybody.
I believe the one survivor, if I've got this correct, the one survivor of that plane crash to take out Ron Brown was a stewardess who later was suicided something like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Well, I haven't heard that, but, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people get suicided that have connections to the Clintons. Just saying.
Yeah, they know an awful lot of people that commit suicide. I wonder what's up with that.
I don't know. Jeff, hang tight. We're going to get you a prize here. Thank you for playing. And, folks, we will have one more question, one more an opportunity for you to win a prize here today and just make your, you know, make the weekend a little bit happier. By the way, we would also love for you to go visit the Todd Stearns Radio store. We have all sorts of great stuff, ball caps, T-shirts, and, of course, if you would like an autographed copy of the book, happy to send that your way as well. You know, we talk a lot about supporting companies that share our values. And that's why I'm a Patriot Mobile customer. That's why they sponsor our Newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they're donating their money to organizations that are fighting for us. And I really appreciate that. And they also take very good care of our first responders. They take great care of our veterans. And if you switch over to Patriot Mobile, they're going to give you veterans and first responders big discounts. They're also going to provide all of you with special discounts and free Premier activation, but you got to use my promo code Todd. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And again, that promo code is Todd. I want you to hear some audio. This is a dad. God bless you moms and dads out there fighting back against your school board. Kyle Rossiter, our great audio engineer, is also an amazing writer, and he's got this crazy story up on the website, and you got to read this thing. But a school district cut off a guy because he was actually reading books that were in the school library.
Tonight I'm going to give a sampling from three books that are in our libraries, the Fleming School and the Oakleaf School. And then we can discuss, you can discuss, the process by which these books get on the shelves, because there's a Clay County employee that got paid to put this book, Lucky, by Alice Sebold. I'm going to read things. If there's children watching, cover their ears. He began to need
I'm going to stop you right there, sir. I'm going to stop you right there.
Turn the microphone off.
Turn off his microphone, please. I've told you I'm stopping you. The reason I'm stopping you is because these meetings are, if you'll hush your mouth for a minute and listen instead of just talking, you may learn something.
It's safe enough for our schools and our children, you should be able to listen to them.
Well, the problem is, sir, is these meetings are broadcast. There are people at home that are watching it on YouTube. There are people that are watching it on community television. Are you going to listen or are you going to run your mouth? And you'll get it back. But you'll get it back to talk about something besides reading pornography into a public television set. Well, let me explain something to you. There are federal and state laws that prohibit you from saying the things that you're getting ready to say on television. There are state laws that prohibit and federal communications laws that prohibit you from publishing these things to a child. You don't have the ability at this point to determine who's watching the television show. And for you to say, everybody cover your ears, just doesn't cut it. If you go to television and you look before anything that comes on that's offensive, they have it graded as R, NC-17, PG, or G, or X. Now, if you put something on the television without that, you are violating state and federal law, number one. Number two, if you'll hush a minute and listen, you'll learn something, okay? There are ways for you to have this removed from the library.
You know, the very idea that this parent was shut down and told to shut up by his local school board because he was daring to read material they approved to go into the local library, it's outrageous. I say good for this dad for standing his ground, and good for this dad for getting this information out there. And the reality is this, folks. We talk about elections having consequences. So do school board elections. And maybe, just maybe, it's time for all of us to start focusing on the bigger story, which is what's happening in our public schools, cleaning house, getting rid of all the school board members who are not conservatives, getting rid of all the school board members who are defending this child pornography that is available in our public schools. And I suspect moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, and taxpayers, yes, I said it, taxpayers, maybe it's time for all of us to go down to the local public school libraries and ask to see what's on the shelves. Maybe take a good gander at what our tax dollars are paying for. This is nuts. I mean, it's bad enough that the public libraries have been turned into these radical LGBT training centers where you got the drag queens cavorting about with little three-year-olds reading storybooks. It's bad enough you got all that stuff going down, but you're going to do it inside the public school library? I don't think so. I don't think so. What say you, America? By the way, update on this story out of Ohio. It's as horrible of a story as I have seen in a very long time. And trust me, these days that's saying a lot. So you know the particulars. You had a 10-year-old little girl, at least we think she was 10 years old, who got an abortion, had to travel from Ohio to Indiana to get an abortion. The guy who was arrested, 27-year-old illegal alien, and that's about all we knew about this story. The story has changed so many times. So now some updates. The doctor who performed the abortion listed the attacker as 17 years old. So now the story is a 17-year-old raped a 10-year-old, which is just as horrific. I don't care if they're 27, 37, or 17. It's horrifying. But we do believe the man is, in fact, actually 27 years old. So why did the doctor write on the forms, the medical forms, that the attacker, the girl's attacker, was 17 years old? Well, we've got a pretty good indication. Because the mother intervened. So the girl's mother is now saying that the story that's out there is not exactly what happened. So I'm not going to dig into all of this, but here's the deal. It looks like the mother and the rapist were boyfriend and girlfriend. That's what this looks like. And the mother is siding with the boyfriend. I'm telling you, it's sick. It's disgusting. And Joe Biden made this a national story when he hijacked this story for his own political purposes with Roe v. Wade. It's absolutely disgusting. And quite frankly, if the mother, it sounds like a lot of people need to go to jail here. And more importantly, that 10-year-old needs to get the heck out of that household. And so let's hope they can get this young lady the help she needs, because this is just nuts. All right, from Tennessee comes word, all you people in Tennessee, listen up, the Freedom From Religion people, those are the Wisconsin atheists, very unpleasant bunch of people. They're sending letters to every school superintendent in the state, and they're telling you that you're not allowed to pass out Bibles in public schools. Now, when I was a kid growing up, I don't know what it was like in your town, but we had the Gideons, and they came by, Gideons International, and these businessmen, they raise money to go give away Bibles, which is a great, noble cause. And so they would typically come into the classrooms, and they would give the children a Bible. Well, now the Freedom From Religion Foundation is saying this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and they want the Bibles banned. They don't want anybody handing out Bibles in school. May I just say that back when we had prayer in school and back when we had Bibles in school, we did not have many problems in our public schools. As a matter of fact, back in those days, the only active shooters were on the basketball court, not holding a gun. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we've got one more trivia question. Grace, these are good questions, by the way. Well done. Little political news, a little regular news, and some pop culture. We're talking about the Brady Bunch. Anybody remember the Brady Bunch out there? What did Mike Brady do for a living? Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch, what did he do for a living? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Thank God it's
Friday. Friday.
Thank God it's
my gosh, it's like a dance party in here. I mean, you've got Kyle, he's doing the Watusi. And Grace Baker, I don't know what you're doing. What is that disco?
The disco. Whatever this is called. Your arm goes up and down. That's what I'm doing.
I love it. Keep it going. You know what? Let's bring Connie in from Gainesville. Connie, are you dancing right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you doing that Biden shuffle?
I am not doing
it. Thank God it's Friday.
All right, Connie's dancing in Gainesville. Put her on hold. Let's go to Beth in North Carolina. Hey, Beth, are you dancing right now? It's Friday, Beth.
Oh, yeah. Doing the party dance.
Oh, party dance. All right. Grace is trying to do some disco here.
I'm failing.
It's not looking good for Grace. What are we teaching the younger generations?
Not dance moves.
I know. All right, Beth, put Beth on hold. We're just going down our list here, and then we're going to just randomly pick somebody. Hey, David in Gainesville, Georgia. It's Friday. Are you doing Are you doing a dance party, David?
Well, I am.
Oh, good. You know, there are a lot of Baptists in Gainesville, and pretty good dancers, actually.
It's okay. We'll keep a secret.
Oh, yeah. Closet dancers.
Closet
dancers. That's what I was thinking. We'll keep your secret. Don't worry.
All right. Hang tight, David. Oh, my God.
Because, you know, the Baptists aren't supposed to dance.
No.
And you know what? They're not typically very good at it, but we try.
We got no rhythm. I don't know what it is. I don't know. We're going to try to do this as like a Friday tradition here on the program. And we should have people calling in all over America saying, Todd, I want to join the dance party. We got
Sounds
some moves.
Good to me.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Let's go to Tony in Memphis, Tennessee. Tony, I know you got the jam going on Memphis now.
That's right.
All right. We got some moves.
Well, I got the white disease. I don't have any hurt.
You got the white disease. So you're of the Caucasian persuasion.
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right, Tony, you are going to be our guy for trivia. We got a lot of people wanting to weigh in here. And let's get to the trivia question here while we still have time. We're talking about the Brady Bunch. Were you a big fan of the Brady Bunch?
I've watched them a lot.
All right. Yeah, I did, too. They had that little dog. Was it Tiger? And Alice, you know, who always made the meatloaf. I loved Alice. All right, Tony, here's the question. We need to know, Mike Brady, what did he do for a living?
He was an architect.
Tony, not only do you have great dance skills, but, yeah, you are correct. Mike Brady was an architect. As a matter of fact, he designed, as the story goes, he designed the Brady House.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Can I say one thing about the that school board meeting?
Yes, sir, you may.
Yeah. When he was trying to shut him down, he told him, I'm not going to let you read pornography.
That's right. You picked up on that, Tony, didn't you?
Yeah. So if he knew it was pornography, what is it doing in the schools?
At that point, I hold them all accountable. You know, they've got to pay the price. And I say good for that dad for exposing that. And that's what, look, dads across America, moms are already doing it. But we got to take a stand, Tony.
That's right. I don't have any kids in the schools anymore, but I got grandkids.
And you're a taxpayer. So, you know, you're paying for that
right.
Nonsense.
That's exactly.
And you, if you've been watching the news in Memphis, you know we've got some big problems in the school district around here.
Big problem.
All right, Tony, we're going to put you on hold. Thank you for listening to KWAM, the Mighty 990, celebrating 75 years. It's going to be pretty awesome. So we're going to be telling you more about our big anniversary celebration coming up. Also, the 5-year anniversary of the Todd Stearns radio program. And we're going to be having a big celebration here in Memphis in August. And we'll be telling you about ways you might be able to win tickets to be a part of the big shindig. Hey, I also want to remind you folks, head over to toddstearns.com. Our team of journalists, and we've got some great ones, they are working around the clock to provide you news and information that you're typically not going to find in the mainstream media. And we also put together a breaking news team. So whenever there is a major national breaking news story, you're going to hear about it first on toddstearns.com. You say, well, how do I get in on that action? It's super simple. All you got to do is sign up for the newsletter and the podcast free of charge at toddstearns.com. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. It has been a great weekend heading to Salem, Oregon. You folks in Salem, go ahead, head over to the live show blog. Sign up, register to join us in Oregon next week. Want to thank Grace and Kyle, our great team here. Folks, you get out there and have a great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.